Paul is distinguished from the rest of the apostles as a man of learning and culture, and preeminently designed and fitted by birth and education and early experience to fill the particular place in the early church. Paul was brought up, as he says, at the feet of Gamaliel. So who was this Gamaliel? He was the one that when Peter was standing before the council for preaching in the name of Jesus Christ, in the book of Acts, chapter 5 and verse 34, tells us that as Peter was standing there before the council and was being interrogated by them, one stood up in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had in reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostles aside a little space. And he said to them, "You men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what you intend to do as touching these men. I say unto you, refrain from these men and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest you be found even to fight against God." When this man spoke, the people listened. When those on the Sanhedrin court got out of line, this man could stand up and speak a word, and things would calm down. Paul may have been short in stature, but what he lacked physically, he made up mentally. Without a doubt, he was head and shoulders above the rest of the apostles in intellect. What a mastermind he had. His remarkable powers of reasoning surprises no one. When you remember that he studied under this man, Gamaliel, the most famous teacher of his day, a man liberal in mind and tolerant in spirit, this teacher of Paul was the greatest doctor of the law who advised the council to let these apostles alone. The Jews celebrated him, the glory of the law, they said, and he was the first to be designated as our master. He was the son of Rabbi Simon, president of the Sanhedrin court. The training of this famous teacher, held in honor among all the people, involved a rigorous study of the Jewish scriptures, together with an extensive comments on the learned rabbis concerning them. As a student of Gamaliel, Paul applied himself to his studies, as he later devoted to the law. The students of Gamaliel was required to learn a trade so they could eventually teach without becoming a burden to the people. And we know that Paul followed the typical Tarsian industry, making tents from goat hair's cloth. Paul's knowledge of language also added to his intellectual superiority and proudness as a preacher and writer. As a Hebrew of the Hebrews, meaning a Jew of pure descent, he had an intimate grasp of his own native tongue. He also learned Greek and no doubt Latin. In his famous sermon on Mars Hill, Paul quoted from one of their philosophers, which said, "For we are also of his offspring." In his epistles and speeches, the apostle habitually quoted from the Old Testament in its Greek version. It was his fluency in the Greek language that gave Paul a command of the tongue of most of the known world. Doubtless, it was his cultural background and his language ability that gave him access to and confidence of the high priest. The many qualifications of the apostle also brought him to a seat in the Sanhedrin. Before Paul became a Christian, he was present when Christians were tried before the governing body and gave his vote against them. The implication is that Paul seems to have been married. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.